Good morning, Jarvis.
Good morning, Mark. It's Saturday, so you only have 5 meetings. Room temperature is set to a cool 68 degrees. Max woke up a few minutes ago. I'm entertaining her.
All right, let's go check on her.
Good morning, Max. Let's practice our Mandarin.
Jarvis, your Mandarin is so soothing.
Xie xie.
That's an insight into the Zuckerberg household there. And yes, that is the voice of God, otherwise known as Morgan Freeman, providing the speech of for Mark Zuckerberg's home automation system called Jarvis. Our tech editor, Peter Marks, is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
I'm somewhat sick of Mark Zuckerberg telling me how I have to live. But anyway, this is what he's decided to share with us.
Yes, look, this is a rather bizarre video. It shows a home automation system with an always listening speech recognition feature, which I find a bit spooky. It has control of the lights, the music, air conditioning, door locks, the toaster, and it can recognize visitors who've approached the door and let them in if it knows who they are. Jarvis knows Mark's calendar for the day, as you heard there, and it can do things like connect video calls for meetings. It's a pretty weird portrayal and presumably was edited. You know, he's actually built this in spare time, apparently. I presume it was edited to go more smoothly than it actually would work in reality.
Do you think some of these sort of tech bosses live in some very bizarre utopia?
Well, I spoke to Bill Gates back in the 90s, and he was doing something back then, building a house that had artworks displayed in different rooms. I guess once you're a billionaire and you're a tech person, you feel like you have to do something at home.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I just sometimes wonder whether they actually think about the implications of things they're designing.
As I said, this video does reveal the strange chemistry between Zuckerberg and his daughter, where there's no touching or anything. It's all just run by this automation system. But, you know, these systems are actually coming into their own. You know, they're starting to be developed by Google, Amazon, Apple. They all have speech input systems. And, you know, they're really good. I use one for turning lights on in the evening. So when I get home, the lights are already on. I think that's a great application. Whether I would turn the toaster over to it. And you know, Zuckerberg apparently eats his toast dry white bread toast. Seems to be how he prefers it. But look, to see the full video, it's on Facebook. It's in Mark Zuckerberg's public page. You don't actually need to be his friend to see it. I'd recommend checking it out.
Now, do you think they could really entertain a baby? Like, is that where artificial intelligence is at the moment?
I thought that was a very poor choice in this case. It's actually a counterexample. You really want human interaction with a small child. I mean, and there have been many concerns about children instead of playing with real objects, playing with tablets and this kind of thing. I think he's made a tactical error in this case. Maybe the whole thing is an elaborate joke. It's certainly an invitation for other people to take up and work on this kind of technology.
Mm. Earlier this week, we ran a story from Matt Bevan. I don't know if you heard it, but he's talking about how spookily well-targeted online ads have become. Have you started seeing lots more ads when browsing the internet at home?
Yes, well, not me personally, but there is an attack out there, and what you see is lots of really annoying ads that are not appropriate to you. The attack works by installing itself into the Chrome web browser when you view an infected site, or in fact, they're spreading it by buying ads that have the infection in them. What it does, it looks at your IP address to work out if you're in the target area where they want to display different ads. Then what it does is it logs into your home router, your home gateway, and there's a couple of them that are particularly vulnerable, and it tries to use the default username and password. Now, a lot of home routers come with, you know, username admin, password admin, and a lot of us just don't get around to changing it because it doesn't matter, you know, it's only visible inside the house. This is a case where you definitely should change it. The actual malware is concealed in the data.
Change what?
The password for the administration on your home router from the default. It might be password, it might be admin. Often they're something really simple. The vulnerable routers include common ones from D-Link and Netgear. And what it does is it changes the domain name server lookup address, the address of the server that's used to work out what actual IP address is for a server that you're trying to load content from. It changes it from the default to one that's controlled by the ad network. That means that what they do is they substitute the ads you're seeing. So instead of seeing ads for whatever, home automation, you'll see ads for things that you may not be so interested in. And these illegitimate ad networks are not so good. The ads come from dodgy networks, including Fogzy and Traffic Broker. Now, Fogzy is proudly based in Romania. They offer ads on things like interesting things like casinos, gambling, dating, and gaming. But they also are proudly showing popover and popunder ads. Now, you may have seen these. A window will come up It's very difficult to close that and get out of it. Traffic Brokers Ad Network is promoted as being completely automated. They call their system self-serving, which I thought was a great feature.
Right.
I guess that means that they're piggybacking on the back of other ad networks. So if you do find that your internet connection is perhaps unusually busy and you're starting to get these weird ads, then you should check that you maybe have this problem.
Just I want to pick up, though, on the guidance you gave about what to do. I'm thinking about people like my parents who are probably listening this morning that would have no idea what to do based on what you just said. Is there a simple way for people to change these sort of settings?
One thing you can do, so your router, you should be able to find it. It's generally on the first IP address. I realize this is technical sort of stuff. You probably logged it in when you first installed it. If you've got the manual, go back to it. The very least you could do if you think something's up is reset factory settings and go back to those settings. But I do warn that you maybe need to have some login for your internet service provider.
So the malvertising that is sweeping the world right now, what is this new malware?
Well, the idea is that they're able to sell ads very cheaply because they're not actually having to place them on, say, Facebook or Google sites. So they're hijacking other ad networks to use their ad networks. Now, there's some other bad effects as well. They will also modify your router configuration to open up remote administration, which opens the door to your router being used as part of a botnet or part of some other kind of security breach into your own network. And also they are able to attack some of the routers directly and take control of them. So the ad part of it is really just a visual sign that we can see something's up. Often these, you know, when your router has been taken over or an Internet of Things device has been taken over, you have no clue at all. At least in this case, you will see something.
Is there any way of sort of tightening what kind of advertising can happen in the online space?
There are plugins for the browsers where you can like add blockers. I'm a bit in two minds about that. If, you know, we do want journalism and we do want websites that hire people to provide real content. And so I want to pay them. And one way to pay them is to look at the ads that have been paid for on their site. So,
but you just get the impression that some of these sites, even Facebook to an extent, doesn't really care what the advertising is.
Well, a lot of the ads now have a little info box in the top right corner. If you click on that, it will say, why am I being shown this ad? And you can do things like now, for example, Facebook has recently upgraded in the light of fake news, where you can tag an ad and say, this ad is not appropriate, not interesting to me. With Google Ads, you can say, I've already bought this product. And I think as Matt spoke about on Monday, you know, you go searching for something and then for months afterwards, you're showing ads for it.
But to do that, you have to give them information, right? You are giving them information in doing that. I mean, I keep getting sponsored and suggested posts via Facebook for what seems to be fake Anzac merchandise.
Well,
right? And it says donate for RSL.
Yep.
I've screen grabbed it. I've tweeted it at Facebook. I've sent it, you know, out there and asked why are you presenting me with sponsored advertising for fake goods, right?
Hamish, good news. Because of the fake news story in the last few months, Facebook has upgraded this. If you click in the top right corner of a Facebook ad, one of the things you can market is as fake news, and they will act on that.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've had a few experiences with someone created a fake account replicating my Facebook account, and there's a way to report that, and they fix it within an hour. So things aren't as bad as we might think.
So why aren't they fixing this? I mean, there's all these people being told to give money to the RSL, and it's just some dodgy T-shirts from America.
It just takes a few people to act instead of just ignoring it. So I would urge you to do that. Yeah, click on it, say it's fake news, and they will act.
All right. Have a very Merry Christmas, Peter Marks. Great to chat as always.
Good to see you, Hamish.
Peter Marks is an app developer and technology editor on RN Breakfast. We'll be back next week, not taking a break.
I'll be here.
Oh, you'll be here. Good for you. Good on you. With a look back at an amazing year in tech. It is 8:45. You're listening to RN Breakfast.